Good morning, I'm Peter Solomon, and you're tuned to The Morning Show on Minnesota's Jazz Station 88.5. I am joined today by the Financial Counseling Supervisor at Lutheran Social Services. She's based in Duluth, Joanne Lundberg, to talk about credit consolidation. And Joanne, welcome. Can you tell me, first of all, give me a picture of what LSS does with respect to financial services and your role there?
Absolutely, and thanks for asking us on here today. Lutheran Social Service Financial Counseling basically works with people as a free service to go over budgets, credit reports, debts. We also have housing, student loan, all kinds of different free financial counseling, where we basically are a neutral look at all the different options that might be available to you financially to help get you out of debt.
Now, speaking of debt, we're in this period that's post-holidays, and I assume that a whole lot of people have let their debt accrue, and so I'm sure a lot of folks are thinking about that as they're looking at their budget for this month and next month and later this year. What are you seeing as you talk with people about their budgets?
A lot of the debt that we're seeing isn't just incurred from Christmas time. It's that people have been supplementing their income for quite a few years now, trying to keep up with everything like rent, mortgage, groceries, gas, all of that. During COVID, we were seeing because of some of the incentive checks and because people were just really limiting their spending, that some people were able to save money actually during that time. But now since then, they've been using those credit cards to supplement the income. And now they're at a point where their minimum payments are so high and the interest rates are killing them, where the only thing they're able to pay is the interest from that month rather than anything toward the balance on the account.
So what does credit consolidation involve, and how is that advantageous to someone with mounting credit card debt?
Absolutely. There's several options that are available. The first thing I usually say to people is contact your creditor directly to see if you can get on some type of a financial hardship program. A lot of the times you have to prove that financial hardship to them by going through a budget or being late with your payments. But it certainly is the best option to just contact your creditors firsthand. The second option would be contacting a bank or credit union to see if you can get some type of a consolidation loan at a lesser interest than what the credit cards are charging. As of August of 2025, we were seeing an average within the country of about 23% interest. Actually, at LSS, we see the interest rates at about 35.99 because people have just reached that limit where they can't continue to pay on them. So a consolidation loan with a lower rate is certainly a good option, but banks are a little nervous. They're not wanting to give loans for larger amounts. If they do, they're going to want to secure it to a house or a car. The third option that we look at LSS is something called a debt management program. This is a program that says, hey, if you want to make your payment to your creditors through a nonprofit like LSS, we're proving financial hardship to the creditors. You don't have to go through the hoops of talking to them and doing your budget. By simply going through a nonprofit, we can get significantly reduced interest rates from 12% down to 0% on many of the major creditors.
So this is an option for people that don't have a lot of choice as far as collateral, that don't own a house, that, you know, may not have their cars paid off and such.
Yes, yes. And we typically don't encourage using collateral for unsecured debt. It's just it's a slippery slope with accumulating debt, paying it off with the equity from your home, and then accumulating debt again. And now you're stuck with a higher mortgage payment as well as another debt payment. So you just have to be really, really careful as to how you're paying them off.
And so for the layperson like me, what is unsecured debt? When you use that term, what are you talking about?
Unsecured debt is anything that by you signing your name or clicking a button on the computer to sign your name is giving you credit. So a typical credit card, online lending products, student loans are unsecured debt. A secured debt would be, if you don't pay this, we're taking it away from you, a house or a car.
Can you remind me the name of the credit management option?
What we offer here is called a debt management plan. That basically is, interest rates are set nationwide through all nonprofit agencies. So what we do is we contact the creditors on your behalf and say, here's the amount of money that this person can afford to make according to their little rules. And if we're able to send that, then they will reduce the interest rate.
Is there a person for whom the debt management is not a good idea?
What we like to, or what we have to have, is a budget that balances. So we have to be able to make sure that you have a roof over your head and food in your belly and necessary medical, in addition to having money to pay back the creditors. And again, that is one of the options that we would look at and be very open with people is, whew, this is a really tight budget. Do you have the option of taking on a part-time job, renting out a portion of your house, all of those other extra things to bring in extra money? And if not, we'll be very honest with people and saying you may need to contact a bankruptcy attorney.
Is there anything else on this topic that you would want people to keep in mind before reaching out?
No, it's a scary time right now. It's a financially scary time where every day you look at the gas and it's up 20 cents, down 20 cents, up 15, down 20. Lots of people are going to have to become vegetarians because of the prices that we are seeing in the grocery stores. Unfortunately, vegetables are also going up. So if we can try and figure out how not to eat, it would be great. It would save us so much money. But unfortunately, that's not a reality. So it is the time that people are just having to dig into, do I need to have 10 streaming services? Is it necessary for us to drink soda, to have potato chips in the house? All of those little things that they do add up.
What is your website again, Joanne?
It's lssmn.org/financial counseling. Otherwise, they can certainly call us at 888-577-2227. And we've got our scheduling staff available to set people up with one of our free counselors.
Joanne Lundberg is financial counseling supervisor for Lutheran Social Services. Joanne, thanks for talking to me today.
Absolutely. Thank you, and be safe.